Fuentes is on fire, and I'm saying that because he is a millennial like me who is speaking out and getting millennials like me, Zoomers, to speak out, not just against the boomers who have failed us for about 20 years and have done nothing, but challenging what remains, regardless of what you think of him. He's a great speaker. He's someone that I appreciate what he does, and he is getting attacked a lot, as you see here. Miller Meeks Schilling, this guy's name is Schilling, denounced racist speaker who appeared, so they call him racist. And by the way, he's 19, okay? He's 21, sorry, I'm 19. Bobby Schilling's staffer invited far-right speaker. He's not even far-right. He considers himself a paleoconservative, and if not that, you know, probably maybe libertarian. These people make claims like all right, but don't have any justification behind it. And if you look up all right on the Wikipedia, oh, it's racist white nationalism. Just because you're for nationalism doesn't equate, but you know, all these different things that could get us all mixed and confused, right? And so what we have is what I have to mention is the Groyper movement. Nick Fuentes is leading this movement, and you know, so is people like Adam Green of No More News and a lot of other channels. And the reason why I'm also mentioning them here is because there's going to be a big update on YouTube where a lot of this content is not going to be seen. A lot of this content may go, we don't know, but it looks like there might be a big purge ahead with a new YouTube update. So doesn't look so good if you're listening and tuning to this, but you know, Nick Fuentes is of America First. That's his show. Got some notes here. And I just want to mention, you know, he's just asking questions. And, you know, he's being open to all. He's not left. He's not right. He considers himself, a paleoconservative. He's very grounded. And yet people on the right and people on the left are very conflicted with him. You see that he's not getting along with anybody. You know, why is that? Is it because they believe in certain things that are one and the same, you know, despite being two different political parties? And then you have here, you know, why choose sides anyways, you know, like what's the point of that? That would be some sort of conformity or whatever. But, you know, I could relate with Nick Fuentes a lot because he's got that New York mentality. I mean, he reminds me of Trump, just the way he speaks, his humor, stuff like that. And I really appreciate that. But, you know, I was raised in Brooklyn and my parents are from Brooklyn and stuff like that. So it's pretty nice to see. But, you know, it's the truth wanting to be spoken about because it hasn't been addressed. Like, take for example, like if you talk about Israel, say for example, you're talking about natural medicine, you know, or lifestyle medicine, or whatever you would like to call it. These things, over time, we see as more and more important because they're more so meant to be, or just simply meant to be in discussion. If something is not in the discussion, then clearly it's gotta be because it's something that's happening all the time. And it needs to be addressed by somebody, and the internet's very good at picking up those things that other people are not picking up, particularly the mainstream media that gives you their narrative all the time. But you know, it's really cool to see someone young like me who can go up there and not afraid, and you know, could produce these hour-long shows, you know, at time after time. You know, sometimes I'm like, man, I'm making videos too long, but I guess, you know, people do watch it. And especially him, you know, he's very entertaining, he's very humorous. If you saw this video, you'd probably make fun of me, and that's fine. That's fine, because who cares, you know? I mean, you just have fun, you don't get offended by these words and stuff like that. It's ridiculous. And so the media is a play on words. It's theater, it's for clicks. I mean, just the headline itself is a play on words, like racist speaker, you know, far right speaker, and it wants to make people in fear, basically. So it doesn't sound so good to me. You know, I say understand the audience. Example: Trump embraces meme. Example: Nick embraces the Joker. So, you know, that's what part of the reason why he's also getting it with the millennials. You know, because he gets it. He gets the millennial language. He gets what trendiness is. You know, it's like, Well, he's got the Joker movie, now it's his movie, you know, and Trump, he embraces his memes, it only makes him more popular. You don't need all this advertising, which is insane to me, because, you know, I'm in the health coaching practice, and doing health and medical-related stuff. You would need billions of advertising dollars and stuff, all these big corporations, food industries and stuff, but this one man could take on the whole industry by himself, you know, and just with his army of groypers, which is his online movement, and the people that went up to, let's say, Turning Point USA and asked the right questions and ask the exact right questions that he wanted them to ask. And you know, that's really cool to see. Now of course there was an exception of like one or two people maybe who didn't you know, ask the question properly, but other than that it was really cool to see. And so it's something I had to talk about, because I mean, rarely do we ever put medicine in political realm, and if we do, we likely have no clue what we're talking about when it comes to medicine. So that's kind of where I like to come in. And I would like to come in more so, even within this millennial generation, because we're going to be the ones that, you know, have to take care of this other generation, which, you know, has the triple amount of vaccines in 20 years. Autism is like 1 in 2, you know, cancer rates is like 1 in 3. I mean, it's just absolutely insane. Everybody's dealing with some sort of autoimmune condition, leaky gut, you know, fatty liver, all those things. It's just, it's rampant, and we see it in pretty much everybody. It's not to say go vegan or anything like that, you know, it's just those quick assumptions is the issue that we have, right? So, you know, it's not to be robotic and be like, oh, well, today on the news, this is what's happening. Like, he's got humor. He's human. This is what it's about. You know, when I say nature, I'm not just a nature lover boy. It is the fact that he's human. And that's why he's also popular, is because he's genuine. You can feel it. You can see it. And you know what? Fine. He makes fun of people once in a while. You know, he has fun with it. What's wrong with having fun? Especially in politics. You think politics is fun. You got to make it fun. You know, let's say you're doing a boring job. You can make it fun. You can make anything fun. I mean, even health could be fun, and it should be fun. Like, let's say I'm with a client in hours at a time that a doctor doesn't have. You know, it's like, you got to make it fun, because then it motivates them to do what they got to do. So it's like, you know, the left and the right are using the same tactics, basically, of attacking him, and it just shows right there, and it's hypocrisy. So people at the event ask questions about, you know, what he thinks, and that bothers me personally. So it's like they're asking Charlie Kirk, like, Charlie Kirk, what's your thoughts on this? What's your thoughts on that? Like, why do they want this guy's opinion so much? I'm just wondering. I mean, I get that you want to open the discussion, but I'm pretty sure you could just get that through like a Google search now. Just saying. I mean, it's just not that important, but the Nick questions, the Nicker Nation, very nice. Just saying. So, you know, there's all these deflections on the questions. It's bizarre. And you saw the booing, actually. There was booing at this Turning Point USA event. And there were several of them. And there were questions, one after another, rapid fire. It was insane. It was something that's, like, great to just be part of. You know, even though I'm just watching from home, I'm not actually there. But big credit to those people who were there asking those questions. I mean, that was just absolutely amazing. And, you know, the truth shines above it all. I mean, like, the elephant in the room is going to come out either way or not. It's so big. I mean, how do you not see it, right? And it can pretty much crush anything, right? So an elephant is something we need to notice. We can't just ignore. And when you are on fire, or there is so much fire, the truth facing lies, the light shines bright. Everyone knows water must be introduced. So Nick and truly, the America First movement is an example of the fire that is lit, not to destroy, but to bring the light that lies, the lies that must be purified and ridden of, burn the lies. Remember, inflammation isn't bad, it's natural, right? So in fact, heat can promote circulation, we can open a discussion. I talk about information, I talk about inflammation. Inflammation is obviously this heating of the body, a disease in the body, or like you see a redness on your skin, that's external inflammation. And then you have the information, and we're bombarded by things like this, which, you know, don't have much information in it, more so just opinion. And of course, I'm sharing my opinion on here too, but at least I'm delivering it in a human way, so it makes sense. Yeah, I'm giving my opinion, so what? But I'm telling you. You know, if I go here, is it an opinion piece? No, it says news politics. It should say opinion section, right? I mean, because it literally says racist speaker. I mean, who is saying this is actually racist? I mean, it's the writer. But I mean, simple little things like that, can we observe, right? So, in fact, you know, heat can promote circulation and we can open up a discussion. So, like, let's say you put a heating pad on your body, it helps. Some, you know, Indians, they have a lot of different beliefs around, like, drinking warm water, for example. That could be good for circulation and you know, circulation of content, circulation of what is censored, right? So how can you circulate this information? How could you bring, let's say, the documentary I produced on vaping, how could you bring that to the public stage? How can you bring things that people are not talking about and bring it to the public stage? These simple principles by themselves, again, regardless of what you think of Nick Fuentes, is what makes it really, really important to understand. So, you know, can we have a movement like this talking about health, you know, and where health truly lives? I mean, like politics, the answer remains in the same place. You and of the natural world, what's meant to be, what best fits, right? I mean, I heard Nick talk a lot about, you know, he was doing, I've seen a lot of different things, like interviews where he did it with Trainwrecks TV and Asmongold, which is funny because I love all those guys. And basically, you know, he's mentioning natural law a lot. He's mentioning what's in nature, because they're like, how do you prove that, you know, women should be the ones that stay at home and stuff like that? And it's like, to us it might be common sense, to others it may not, right? And I don't want to say us to exclude us, everyone's going to think different things, but I mean, what is in nature? What is innate, right? So that what is that? And obviously we just need to look around, because that is what it is. But is something blocking us, right? Like, I'm in a room right now, blocked from the outside world. You're always in some sort of boundary. A lot of people like to stay in their little bubble and they don't really expand far and wide. However, you could also have that belief, right? Like, I'm inside, but I can still expand my brain way vastly, right? I think Da Vinci or whatever said that God lives within the brain. So you can really open up, you know, it doesn't have to be through drugs and stuff like that. It could be through different foods. It could be through different thoughts. It could be through different music. Just change is going to bring change, right? So it's just in accordance to that in nature, right? Innately, change means change. And it can't be changed, you know. But that's the thing. And then perception of that could, of course, change. And that's what we've done in our society, is change the way we look at nature. And that's how we get denaturing. And surely now we're creating things that are denatured in form. And of course, they still exist within nature, but it doesn't mean it's a true nature. That being what is meant to be, what is right. And, you know, there's different ways to look at it, of course. So it's really interesting to open up that discussion, because I believe we can learn the most from just observing, not just nature, but the natures. I've described that a lot in my books and different writings and stuff, so stay tuned for that, other than all the documentaries and other things I've already produced, simply for educational purposes, really. But, you know, everyone is beating around the bush, but they should just admit, you know, Nick is popular because he's right and because he's funny, you know. He's human, he's helping people rise up for themselves. Maybe it's because I'm a Zoomer, you know. Oh, you know, it's like Owen Benjamin is sometimes attacking him, and I get that, you know. Actually, I understand sometimes where they're coming from. It's like Owen Benjamin is like, come on, be a man up, don't disrespect your elders and stuff like that. I can see those two perspectives, and I think they're both good people at heart, to be honest with you. You know, he just wants family, he wants to promote family, and he sees that's not being promoted, stuff like that. But there's obviously a lot of crazy accusations being thrown here and there. Can cause a lot of this upset, and you got to keep in mind, through the internet, if you're like, let's say you're tweeting at each other and stuff, that could be perceived so many different ways. I mean, you don't see the emotion face to face, right? So that can be an issue. And that's why, even if, like, let's say I do online coaching with people, I need to see them face to face through video conferencing, and it makes it more impactful too. You know, you can see exactly how they're feeling. I can know when someone's about to tear up, when they need a silence, so we can move forward, because silence is necessary, but not censorship. You know, the silence in nature, you know, just the beauty and the peacefulness of it, I think is highly underrated. You know, We Are Changed did a video, a really good one, about being, you know, he was walking along like a boardwalk, basically, and there was like a nice sunset and stuff. It's just, he's saying how underestimated that is, and how you'll never see that in the media. You'll never see them say, oh, it's a beautiful day outside and stuff like that. They'll say that about the weather, but they're still so calculated. All these numbers, all these things, it just gets you so so constricted, you know. It's like there's this bigger world here that the spirituality will never get into, right? So it's, that's why it's like Nick also gets in trouble with the atheists, and it's like, you know, spirituality is a core part of your health, and to some degree, you know, I can, you can consider nature of spirituality and stuff like that, but there's always something there to believe in, you know, of yourself, of this, of that, of there's so many different things that in government, we believe in government to help us. So it's like, it's crazy to me that we'll put our belief somewhere else, but we forget about ourselves. You know, we can be that speaker if you're listening and you're someone around my age, you know, or even less. I mean, there was Soph, right? Banned from YouTube. Ridiculous. Way younger than all of us, and great speaker as well. And created great content. It's just amazing to me. So it's like you have all these different people who are able to speak their minds, and they're not afraid to do it, and they become comfortable with doing it. And that's what I seek to do, but that's what I encourage you to do. I wanted to let you guys know that Nick Fuentes is on fire, because look at his energy, look what he's doing. He's burning the empire down by himself, with his movement that he's created ground up. And I think it's absolutely amazing to see this happen. This is, we're making history. I mean, that's really what it is. But I'm gonna wrap this up. So thank you for watching. You know, his show is America First with Nicholas J. Fuentes. You can look it up pretty much everywhere now. And as you see, he's getting like 80,000 views now just on the one show. It's amazing, you know, the growth that this has done. And when they attack him, it only gets him more popular. I mean, didn't they learn from Trump? I mean, come on. But it's like when you have truth on your side, or when you have just simply questioning on your side, and not censorship, and not the things that derail against our nature, then you're with nature, you're with God, you're with the right direction, and that's something to say. And there is no one direction, you know, because that's some, you know, girl hip band or whatever. But there is the many directions to which you can choose. And so choose righteously, choose foods that will heal your body, choose to listen to content that is actually human and not just some robotic teleprompted computer that is just repeating talking points, that is paid by the same corporations, that is funded by the pharmaceutical complex, and by that way they can't criticize their funders, and they're just scared of everything, and they have to keep you constricted in one way because they're operated by the CIA, anything like that. We want to keep out of the picture. So thank you very much for watching. Nick Fuentes is on fire. So Scotty's on fire. All right, awesome powers. Thank you very much. Corey Edmund Angelot, Nature is the Answer. My name is not Austin Powers. Peace out.